That coffee makes you nervous. Flip the postum. The makers of postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those three lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mom and Dad. A couple of months ago, Mrs. Peterson was just about the nicest, sweetest, most adorable woman a man could be married to. But suddenly something happened to her. Her husband came home one night, opened the door, and he greeted her like this.
Heaven, Boston, don't slam the door that way, and hang your coat up. And for goodness sake, don't just stand there looking at me.
And it didn't stop there, friend. Seems like that repeated themselves night after night. What had happened? What had turned Mrs. Peterson from a calm, lovable, even-tempered woman into a nagging, short-tempered scold? The doctor said it was nerves. Coughing nerves. No, I'm not going to get up here and try to tell you that coffee sets everybody's nerves on edge. It doesn't. Plenty of people can drink cup after cup of coffee with no ill effects at all. But plenty of other folks shouldn't touch coffee. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves will only affect you in any one of several ways, irritability, indigestion, sleeplessness, and you suspect coffee to be responsible or even partly responsible, give up coffee and switch to postum. The postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind, so it can't possibly set your nerves on edge. And postum's distinctive flavor is made of a favorite drink in millions of homes. So start right away to drink postum instead of coffee, will you? And see what happens after you've given postum a fair trial. Say even in 2 weeks. See if your nerves haven't steadied down. See if your disposition hasn't improved. See if you want a calm, good-natured, likable person again. Drink postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are all excited. Word was received this week that a motion picture company from Hollywood is planning to come to Pine Ridge to make a picture. It's also understood that Lum and Abner will have prominent parts in the production. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner going up to Jot 'em Down store talking on the telephone.
Well, I'd love to the worst way, Cedric, but I just couldn't get off this afternoon. Mom ain't here, and I just had to close up the store. Well, is the signs right for fishing now? Yes. Well, fishing ought to be good, then. Who? Who did? Where the land folks. All of them right there in Big Eddie. So that just makes my mouth water to hear that. But when was you aiming on going? I know for sure Lum wouldn't be back, but that brings I wouldn't walk up and go with you. Well, I'll take... just a minute, Cedric. Somebody come in. Come in. I'll be down handy. Come in, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, Abner. Good afternoon. How's my old friend today?
Oh, tolerably well, I reckon, Squire. Take a chair there. I'll be down directly.
Please, cool out of here, Abner. I'm an old horse.
Hello? Well, I'll tell you what you do, Cedric. You go ahead and dig the bait and then come by here, and if Lum ain't back for that time, maybe I can think of somebody along the river there that owes a store some money and I can try and collect that. And after I see them, it wouldn't hurt nothing for me and you to stop and fish for a while, I reckon. Oh, it won't take me long. I'll think of somebody right there on the road so it won't take that much time. All right. Now hurry so you'll have as much time as you can. All right. Goodbye. Well, Fish, Squire, what's new?
Oh, not much in the world, Abner. I just thought I'd drop over and see what you knew about this report they're going to make a motion picture here in Pine Ridge.
No, I don't know much about it, except I guess that fella Boson, that talent scout from out there in Hollywood, come in here last week, you know, to hire Elizabeth. Got the idea while he was here, this would be a good place to make one of them.
Mm-hmm. But Mrs. Hooker tell me that they hired you along for the picture.
Well, I guess they will. That's what the fella said he wanted to do. Stand us to ask him.
When did he plan to store it, Edna?
Well, right away, I reckon, from what you said. He got a telegram yesterday from Mr. Motion that he'd be here the first of the week to make all arrangements.
Well, that sounds as though there's no doubt what they'll make it then.
Oh, they're going to make it all right.
Do you know anything about what the picture's going to be about, Edna?
Well, I guess about Pine Ridge here from what he said. Said he wanted me around to play the part of storekeeper. That is, just run our store like we always do.
Well, from that, I guess that your store is going to be in the picture then.
Yeah, well, it'll be in it, yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear that, Edna. Did he mention any other places around here that he was planning to use?
No. Well, now, he did say something about Uncle Henry Lunsford's place.
Uncle Henry?
Yeah, me and him drove down by there last Sunday and said he'd make awful pretty something for a picture, whatever it is. Said that house sitting there amongst all them big trees would be awful pretty.
Yes, that place of Uncle Henry's is very pretty. Yeah, I never would have thought of that, either. That's the only place he mentioned, huh?
Well, he thought all this country around here was pretty. The picnic ground down there by the river. He said that's the prettiest spot he ever saw.
In that picnic ground, yes. Who does that ground belong to?
Well, that's part of Ruth Wilson's place. That you just never had Smith's in.
Oh, yes, that's right, sure. Well, I'm mighty glad to hear that that picture company's coming in there, Edmund. We should all make some money out of it. And you and Mom particularly should make a lot of money.
Well, we better. We're a long string of here the last few days. I found that fella just went from hog wild.
You know, what's the matter with Rome?
Well, I think he's going to be on moving picture action now, but there just ain't no living with him. Got all kinds of high-fleeting riders. Been taking all the money we could get in here at the store and buying a bunch of Hollywood clothes, he called him. Got himself a checkered coat and some yellow breeches.
Is that Rome wearing that outfit? I saw somebody go down the street this morning dressed like that. Had on dark sunglasses, and I wondered who in the world it was. Looked like a circus clown.
That's long.
Well, I do know.
He's going to make us your show in the world.
Yes, well, now, I've got a little proposition. Here's my name, Mr. Leonard. If you need money.
Well, what's that, Squire?
I want to rent the store here.
Rent the store? Oh, no, no, I don't believe you'd be interested in that, Squire. This is the only way we got to make my living. I want to get out of here, Squire. I don't know what to do, Hardy.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Abner. You're getting ahead of me. I don't want you to get out of it.
You mean you want to hire us to run it, please?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll rent the store, give me $25 a month for it, and you and Lum can go right ahead and run it just as you always have. And keep all the money that you take in.
You mean we get the $25 a month and all the money we take in, too?
That's right.
Well, how are you going to come out on a deal like this, Squire?
Yeah, that's my word, Abner. Well, what do you say?
I'm not so good, Squire, if you want to do it.
Well, that's fine. Now, here. I've got an agreement right here all drawn up, and you, as one of the partners, can sign it.
Well, now, whilst it sounds good to me, Squire, I expect I better talk to Lum about it first.
Yeah, by the time you talk to Lum, well, I might be out of notion, Abner. When I get ready to make a deal, I want to make it right then. Might be that I have made you too good a proposition. After I study the world, I might change my mind.
Well, I think I wish you were there. Well, what did that agreement say?
Well, here, I'll read it to you. This is an agreement entered into this the 15th day of March, 1940, between Ron Edwards and Abner Peabody, owner of the Jottendown store, and Squire Skimp. We agree to lease the Jottendown store to M.K. Skimp for a period of 6 months at the rental of $25 per month, rent to be paid in advance. During this time, it is understood that we will continue to operate the store as in the past, and all the proceeds of the business shall remain our property. Then you sign right here. That may be what it's on. That'll have to be right now anyway.
No,
that's
fine, all right.
It is all right. There's nothing wrong with the deal, Abner.
Well, here, I'll sign it. Well, he's spending money. I got to do something to keep us from starting there. That right here, huh?
Yes, it's right there on that line. And here's the $25 for the first month's rent.
Yes, sir, I believe I made a good deal, Esquire. I'm sort of hard on the trail with, ain't I?
Yes. You drive a hard bargain, Abner.
Well, look who's coming in, would you? Dick Huddleston.
Well, I guess I better be running along. I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Much obliged to you.
Not at all, Abner. Not at all. Well, howdy, Dick. Oh, hello, Squire. How's everything with you? Oh, this fine, Dick. This fine. Oh, when did you get in town? I came in last night. And then been in out for a few days again. Yeah, I'll be around a day or two. Well, I'll be seeing you then.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Well, come on back, Dick.
Well, how's you, Abner?
Oh, just fine.
Say, what's this I hear about you and Rom going into the moving picture business here?
Yeah, I reckon we're going to be actors. Where did you hear it?
Why, Grandpappy Spears told me something about it down at the store. It'll be a fine thing for the town, too, Evan. We'll finally get a lot of good publicity.
Oh, yeah.
And it should make a good picture, too. You know, a lot of people in larger towns have no advantages of a place like this, Evan. Now, if they don't portray our town just as it is, with the honesty and sincerity, love for their neighbors that exist here among the people of this town, then cause an awful lot of interest in Pine Ridge. It'll be the greatest thing that ever happened for us.
Yes, sir, I'll be well, too.
Here's Rom.
Well, to be honest, I think he's out passing coal.
Coal?
I believe that's what he called it. He's got that old swayback horse there that he's talked down there in the pasture back of my place, knocking his tin can around with the shimmy club. I told him over at noon he could play a heap faster if he'd get off the wall. You know how that old horse pokes along.
Oh, where in the world did he ever get that idea?
He read it in one of them moving picture magazines. Oh, you wouldn't know him, Dick. He just went from Hollywood, using all kinds of crazy expressions, wearing fancy clothes, spending all the money he got.
Well, I didn't know.
I made a deal just now to little help of someone. I rented our store here to Squire Stamp for $25 a month, and we get to run the store and keep all the money we take in, too.
Keep all the money we take in? And how's he going to make any money on that?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't believe he realized his sale for the gun. I mean, him got to talking about this moving picture. I told him me and Ron was going to be in it, run our store, just like we always do. And he asked me some of the other places around here at the top lights, and next thing I know, he made me that proposition. I got the first month's rent right here in my pocket.
Well, George, that seems like a funny deal. Wait a minute. I can see the whole thing out. You can't go through that deal, Andy. It'll ruin everything. Squire Stamp intends to lease all the property this picture company is planning to use and then stick them a big price to rent. Now, somebody starts pulling stuff like that on them, they're back from out of the deal. Just call the whole thing off.
Oh, my goodness. I've done signed the papers. What do I do, Dick? What do I do?
Don't forget, friends, at this same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.